Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulil karim amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ya ayyuhan nasu antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. Wallahu huwal ghaniyyul hamid. إن يشأ يذهبكم ويأتي بخلق جديد وما ذلك على الله بعزيز وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ذاق طعم الإيمان من رضي بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم Respected ulama, respected elders and brothers, our ulama have stated the possibility to count the raindrops in the most torrential of rains is always possible. However, the rains and the torrential rains of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings and ni'mats upon us is never possible to be counted. And this Allah says in the Quran, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you try to count the ni'mats of Allah, you will never succeed. You will never be able to count all the ni'mats of Allah. أَلَمْ تَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعَمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنَةً. When Allah speaks about Allah's ni'mats upon us, how torrential these ni'mats come down upon us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes in this ayah of the Quran, like a person fills a bucket of water and then he turns that bucket of water upside down upon him. And how that water gushes out upon that individual, that is how every second Allah's ni'mats come upon us. That water only touches the outer part of our bodies. Ya Allah says, ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنَا. The ni'mats are outside, the ni'mats are inside also. Among these very great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes one ni'mat in the hadith. He says, ذَاقَ طَعْمَ الْإِيمَانِ مَنْ رَضِيَ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam رَسُولًا. This hadith speaks about four ni'mats of Allah. The first ni'mat, one is Allah has given us iman, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us something that is more achievable, something perhaps that never dawns on our hearts that we could achieve. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about the pleasurable taste of iman. We speak about iman, we speak about our ibadat, we speak about the effort of iman, we speak about shukr of iman, but here Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has heightened the aspirations of a believer. You've brought iman in Allah, now aspire to acquire this pleasurable taste of iman. In another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has referred to this as halawatul iman, the sweetness of iman. So this is one very, very great ni'mat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has kept in store for us to aspire. The other three ni'mats in the hadith, man radiya billahi rabba, who are the people that will acquire the taste of iman? That person who is pleased that Allah is his Rabb. Go east and go west, look for another Allah like Allah. Go to the skies, go to the moon, go to all the different planets and bring some God, some deity like Allah. Wallahi, we will never find it. Allah has become our Rabb. It is for us to be pleased that Allah is our Rabb. Wabil Islami Deena. And that person who is pleased about Islam being his way of life. Look at the world around us. They are looking for what we have. They are looking for guidance. They are following the trends of the time. But they are still at a loss. Wabi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rasoola adafat ni'mat. Look at Allah. Out of so many millions, Allah has chosen us to be the ummatis of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And not only Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as our Nabi, but as our role model. Allah had sent him, and those are the ni'mats of Allah Rabbul Izzat. When we go back to this hadith, to understand what is this pleasurable taste of Iman, how can it be acquired? In the time of the past, there was a very great wali, a very great saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Dhunnun Misri rahmatullahi alayhi. In the latter part of his life, somebody inquired from him, "Shaykh, tell us, what was your greatest struggle in life?" Perhaps from the answer, the question should have been, "What was your greatest struggle and what was your greatest achievement?" And maybe you and I, at some point in time, during our 24-hour daily life, we also need to sit down, whether we are 20 or 30 or 50 or 60 years old, ask ourselves this question, that so many seconds, so many minutes, so many hours, so many days have passed in my life. What have I struggled for? What was my effort? What are my achievements? Are all these worthwhile or not? So Dhunnun Misri rahmatullah alayhi responds and he says to this person that for 40 years, my struggle, my mujahada, my effort was on my salat, on my namaz. Friends, for 40 years, a far salat, when I stood up, I did not see the back of another person. In other words, for 40 years, I was in Saffi Awwal. I was in the first Saf. And what were your achievements? He says, my greatest struggle, the achievement is a struggle, that now I had made so much of effort on my salat, on my namaz, that now my greatest struggle is to come out of namaz. Now I'll illustrate this by way of an example. Let's assume the time of tahajjud comes to an end at 4:25. So, when you would get up for tahajjud salat, whether it was 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the morning, and then you would perform this namaz, and then as the clock begins to tick, 4:15, 4 o'clock, he gets this feeling now, I have to leave this namaz. And he says, that was the most difficult thing for me to do, to leave, to come out of that namaz. Brothers, if I have to do a comparison, you have to do a comparison. We are far from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in store for us. The aspiration of this halawatul iman, the aspiration of this pleasurable taste of iman, of a mu'min, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives it to us as a ni'mah, as a blessing. If you take another example very quickly, Suhail ibn Abdullah Tastari rahmatullah alayh, he was a great wali, a great buzruq of Allah. He was a young child, and in his childhood, still crawling, in the middle of the night, he gets up and he hears somebody making tilawat of the Quran Kareem. He follows the voice, and he comes to an uncle of his that is performing his tahajjud salat. The uncle is making tilawat of the Quran. Sahal Tastari mulls around, and when he's completed his salat, the uncle takes him into his lap, and now he addresses his young nephew and he teaches him an affirmation: Allahu nadhiri, Allah beholds me, Allah sees me, Allah watches me. And Suhail, young, begins to repeat this affirmation. The next day, the same thing happens. And here is the lesson, that you and I need to repeat this affirmation every day, that my Allah is watching, my Allah beholds. أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَىٰ. Does man not know that Allah beholds and understand that the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the gaze of Allah, is not the gaze of punishment, is not the gaze of azab. The gaze of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one of rahmah, is one of mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks towards us with eyes of mercy. In the hadith, in the eyes of the Quran Kareem, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not look at a person, Allah save us, on the day of Qiyamah, that person will be deprived of the mercy of Allah. The next day, Hazrat Sahal bin Abdullah Tastari rahmatullah alayhi hears again the tilawat. He goes there, and again the uncle gives him another affirmation. And what is that affirmation? Allahu sami'i. Allah is watching, Allah is hearing me. Allah hears what I say. Whether I say it behind the closed doors of my bedroom, whether I say it where there is absolutely no one, and in today's modern tech world, whether I say it by way of a text message, Allah is aware of all that. The third day, the same thing happens. And Suhail bin Abdullah is now taught another affirmation: Allahu ma'i, Allah is with me. Wherever I am, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with me. Now, when a person understands these beautiful qualities of Allah, what is the result of all this? To put it in a nutshell, one day Suhail bin Abdullah Tastari rahmatullah alayhi, an adult now, a shaykh, he's performing his tahajjud namaz and he's reading the ayats of Surah Dahar. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the abrar. Inna al-abrara yashrabuna min ka'sin kana mizajuha kafura. Allah is speaking about the very different ni'mas of Jannah that those pious servants of Allah will get. And he terminates this whole description of Allah. Wasaqahum rabbuhum sharaban tahura. Wasaqahum rabbuhum sharaban tahura. He comes to this point and he begins to lick his lips as though he is experiencing some kind of taste. We're speaking about the sweetness of Iman. We are speaking about the pleasurable taste of Iman. When he completes his salat, his history repeats itself. Now, his murids, his disciples inquire of him that we saw you doing something that was very amazing today. He said to them, what can I do? How can I help this? I actually felt the taste of this drinks of Jannah on my lips. Brothers, these are the ni'mats that Allah has kept in store for us. This very great ni'mat of Iman, the effort of Iman. Somebody once asked Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, what is a greater ni'mat than Iman? Iman is undoubtedly a royal gift that Allah has bestowed upon us. What is greater than that? Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Alayhi replied, to leave this world in the state of Iman. Brothers, this is where our gaze is supposed to be. This is our goal and these are our objectives. Now a person, how are we going to acquire this? Our Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given us three very simple prescriptions in the hadith. Man radiya billahi rabba. That person who is pleased that Allah is his Rabb. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he is the Rabb, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he is the sustainer, he is the cherisher, he is the nourisher, the ulama have written to this extent that who is the Rabb? The Rabb is that being, the Rabb is that Zat. From Adam, from non-existence, from absolute nothingness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought us into existence. And after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought us into existence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees to our sustenance according to our own conditions. In the wombs of our mothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rozi, his rizq, his sustenance was something else. We come out into this world as little infants, few days old, few months old, the sustenance is something else. And like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees to our needs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees to our sustenance, to our rozi. The question is, Allah Rabbul Izzat has taken the responsibility of seeing to our needs. The question that we ask in the light of this hadith is, are we pleased with Allah seeing to our needs? Man radiya billahi rabba. Am I pleased that my Allah is seeing to my every need? In the time of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, we know the history, we know the story. Fir'aun was killing and slaughtering the little children, the little boys that were born. 1 year's boys were given grace, 1 year's boys were being killed. And Allah's Qudrat, Allah's power, Allah's might, Allah made it such that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was born in that year when Fir'aun was killing the boys. Now that was the Nabi of Allah, Musa ibn Imran alayhi salatu wasalam. Then it comes in the kitabs of tafsir that there was another Musa, Musa ibn Zufar. Musa ibn Zufar, he was also from the Bani Israel. He was born around the time when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was born. That same year was the year when Fir'aun will kill the boys. Like the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam feared for the life of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, similar was the fear of Musa ibn Zufar's mother. Musa ibn Imran, the Nabi of Allah, Allah inspired her, put him into a casket, put him into the water, and let that casket flow, and that goes into the palace of Fir'aun, and we know the rest of what happened there. This mother, Musa ibn Zufar's mother, she takes her young child, few days old, and stealthily, secretly, she goes at night into a cave. And now she leaves her little child. What goes through the heart of a mother? That now she has to leave her child in this cave. There is no one to take care. There is absolutely nothing she could do. When she comes out, she makes dua to Allah. Allah, you are my Rabb. Allah, you are the Rabb of this child. Allah, you have taken the responsibility of sustenance, of rozi, of rizq. Allah, you look after this child. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah says to Jibreel, Jibreel, you take care of this child. Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam brings a few drops of milk of Jannah. He brings a few drops of honey of Jannah. And he brings clarified butter, something like ghee, from Jannah. And Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam places that milk on the one finger of this child. On the second finger, he places that honey. And the third finger, he places this ghee. And then Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam takes the finger of this child, puts it into his mouth. This is the rozi, this is the sustenance of Jannah. And this little child, Musa ibn Zufar, begins to lick it, he begins to suck it. Then Jibreel alayhi salam takes the next finger and puts it in his mouth, and like that the third finger. And in this way and in this manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw to the sustenance of Musa ibn Zufar. Brothers, when Allah speaks about him in the Quran, Allah Rabbul Izzat speaks about him as that same Samiri who misled 70,000 Bani Israel from the ibadat of Allah to the ibadat of the calf. He had forgotten Allah had given him rozi, Allah had sustained him in this way without any means. Brothers and friends, you and I, Allah is reminding us that become happy, be pleased with the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabb. In every aspect of our lives. The second, wabil Islami deena. Today we see concepts of the world in the east and the west, in the north and the south of the world. But understand that the deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down to us is the deen that Allah Rabbul Izzat himself is pleased with. Let us bring deen in our houses, in our homes, in our lives, in our businesses, wherever we are. Be happy that this is the way of life. This is the code of conduct that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us. And the third is Allah has given only one namuna. Allah has given only one example in the world about whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, if you follow that namuna, then I will love you. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ. And that one example is the example of Hazrat Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today when we see the difficulties that we are going through, the depressions, the distress that we are going through, the tensions, the hardships, whatever we are going through, we know it all. Brothers, these are three aspects that's missing from our lives. We accept the rozi of Allah, but we also believe that other concepts, other things will also sustain us. We believe we are Muslims. We believe in Nadina indallahi al-Islam. The real and true religion and way of life is Islam. But then we also compromise our deen. We know that there is only one example, and that is the example of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that is sanctioned and certified by Allah. Yet we choose to leave Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's way of life and follow the way of lives of the enemies of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. These three great ni'mats Allah has given us. Allah has given us the ni'mat of Iman. Allah has given us the aspirations to acquire the sweetness of Iman. And all this as mu'mineen, as believers, let us understand that these are boons, bounties and favors of Allah Bari Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.